Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Does Lima like?
Or does Lima know like?
Like?
Tell me likey.
I'm liking it.
I like it a lot.
No like.
He doesn't like you.
I don't like you either.
You're tacky and I hate you.
Like or no like. No like.
But I definitely knew what I liked, and I definitely knew what I didn't like.
All right, we have plenty to like, especially with the Guardians. After losing two series in a row, people were fretting. Is it the end of the world? And then what did they do this weekend?
Lima likes.
They took two out of three. And so I know we want to win them all, and I know it was the Angels, and I know there's no Trout, and I know there's no Otani anymore. Who cares? Guardians took two out of three, and it was a good vibe around the baseball team, at least I thought, over the weekend, Daryl.
The Nailers woke up. They both of them broke out of their slumps.
And that was
and Lima likes
what
that.
I wanted to get to, because Josh Naylor, his batting average had plummeted about 40 points in just about 2.5 weeks. So he came through and
Lima likes.
Brother Bo mashing. Finally let everybody know that he was not to be counted.
Hit a grand slam.
Pretty good.
There was a guy there cheering. I saw him.
Now that's when three guys are on the bases.
Yeah. They call it loaded.
A grand slam. Ducks on the pond, Daryl. That was huge to see.
Wasn't a can of corn.
No. Not a Texas leaguer. But the good news also is
Lima likes.
Manzardo, we finally get to see your table.
Yay.
Is ready here for the big league club. We're going to see him. He had been totally dominant in AAA, batting .303, had 9 home runs in his 128 plate appearances, AAA Columbus this season. And now we finally get to see him, Daryl.
And hopefully he gets to stay. But
What do you mean?
Well,
why wouldn't he stay?
Gotta stay.
Well, you know,
you've been asking for him, and they said, hey, we're gonna pull him up.
So why would they send him back down?
The circumstances of why he's here.
Well, that's
Lima no likes.
That's the bad part of this. I hope it's not just, hey, Stephen Kwan goes on the 10-day injured list.
Boom.
Because of the hammy. I hope it's not just because of that we're getting Manzardo, is it?
I think there's a chance that's why you're getting Manzardo.
Is this still about the
service time?
The service time and the manipulation.
Yes.
So they haven't really changed their MO on that.
No.
So what do we expect to see here with Manzardo?
I just want to see him come up and put the bat on the ball. I don't expect that he's going to be hitting grand slams with ducks on the pond here, but just put the bat on the ball.
He's got to keep his head in when they're batting.
That's all.
That's how you tell the kids?
Yeah.
That's how Kenny tells his kids?
Hey, Manzardo, got to keep your head in. You're pulling your head.
But most importantly, I want him to stay here. I don't want, when Kwan comes back, I don't want him sent back to Columbus. I want him here the rest of the season.
So who's playing for their job then this 10 days?
Well, you know, I haven't gotten that far. Didn't think about that. I didn't think that one through. Didn't think that take through, Owen.
Oh, okay.
But I do want to see him up here the rest of the season.
Well, they you know, we're kind of struggling there for a little bit. They're not going to play, you know, 650 ball forever.
No.
But here they are at 22-12, which brings me to...
Lima likes.
No.
Lima no likes.
What the hell happened to the AL Central? When did this become the best division in baseball? So you have the Guardians are 2.5 games up. So that win yesterday was pretty big because the Twins finally lost. But they're 19-14 after they were horrific to start the season. They went on a run. They won, what, 12 in a row. Finally lost yesterday. And then Kansas City at 2015. And we're not done. The Tigers at 18-16. You have four teams above 500 right now in this division. And it is the only division in baseball that has four teams.
Listen, when I think about tough, competitive, best team in baseball divisions, I think American League Central Division Baseball. The AL East.
Well,
the AL.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
West, I don't hear about the NL Central. Nothing.
I've been saying for years the Yankees, the Red Sox, they were ducking the AL Central. Yes. They had their chance to go.
Yeah.
They had their chance.
Completely overrated.
This is incredible. I don't know the lasting power of this. Like, I don't know if the Royals and the Tigers are going to be able to, you know, hang in there. But I'm sure some people are saying that about the Guardians. I'm sure in the other cities they're thinking this is some fluke. But I think the longer this goes with the Guardians, and if anything, you're just hoping – you're hoping that you get your starters somewhat healthy and that you don't have to overutilize the pen the way they have so far in the early part of the year.
Calling my shot now. Twins, Guardians for all the AL Central marbles come September.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to record that, Daryl.
Well, we also recorded something else.
Oh, Lima likes.
Daryl Ryder, our intrepid Browns beat reporter, also turned Cavs beat reporter, was there asking the hard-hitting questions to J.B. Bickerstaff at the post-game press conference.
And Owen's not ready.
And this show loves a press conference and more than any other. And
we
guarantee, even if it's not Caitlin Clark, that we will get the questions out there. Here's Daryl Ryder.
You tried to carry it over in game six. What does it mean to you to get your teammates to follow your lead in the second half? You come out with those 17 points in the third quarter, but in the fourth quarter, you did get the help around you.
I have no doubt. You know what I mean? I have no doubt. I have all the utmost faith in my teammates. And, you know, at the end of the day, I can look at myself and be like, all right, how can I make others around me? How can I allow them to continue to build? And, yeah, we missed shots in a hostile environment on the road, but it is what it is. All we did was lose, and they took care of business. So, for me, understand, I knew my teammates were going to be there for me. They always are, you know. And so, for me, just continue to believe in it. I don't care if guys go 0-10, 0-12. You know, whatever it is, just continue to have that trust and have that faith. And, you know, tonight, it worked.
What a question. You didn't grandstand like I did. You got on with things. In fact, he was intently listening.
That was nice.
That was very nice. And Donovan, this is always very interesting. You know, he has those cheaters on. He goes to the glasses afterwards. Is that because...
he stops at Walgreens and buys a new pair before
every game. I think that's what it is. He was very, very intently listening. He was like, Are you a noisemaker when listening to somebody else?
Yes.
Well, that's how you know.
Do you do that?
That you have a a back and forth, if you will. I know one member of our show that does that.
Who does that?
Quite regularly. Oh, yeah.
Is that Kenny?
That would be Kenny.
Does Kenny do that?
Be Ken Carmen.
Does he make the noises? Does that bother some people when you're doing that? Look at that one.
That's fantastic.
I don't know why my voice is raising like this.
Yeah, Kenny likes to have a good back and forth. But you have to sometimes make the noises so
Donovan's
that other people
always
know.
Like that, though. Yeah. I admit my bias. Donovan is one of my favorite guys that I've covered in my career.
I smell a power ranking. Daryl Ryder's favorite guys he's covered during his career. Here we go. So Donovan might be at number one.
Donovan.
Give me the short list, Daryl. Power rank him.
Donovan, number one. I'll say Jim Thome, too.
Okay.
Always accommodating. I don't think there are any Cleveland Browns on this. Actually, that's incorrect. Phil Dawson, number three. He is Joe Thomas, number 4, and Joel Bitonio, number 5. I got 3 Browns in the top 5. Daryl Ryder, favorite dudes to cover in my career.
And who would have thunk it? Who would have thunk it? The Browns. People have said over the years that
Daryl's accused Daryl of everything.
Very hard on the Browns.
I hate every team in town. That's what they say.
Daryl, you're fair and balanced. That's what we love about you. That's what we love about your reportage.
I just tell it the way I see it.
All right, that's it for Lima Likes.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.